I'm here at in the northwest side of town and sharing about Faith, Hope, and Love, our mission in addressing hunger in central Indiana. For a company who might be helping us during Faith, Hope, and Love week, and as I was sharing the mission of Faith, Hope, and Love, I have a lady here who would like to share her testimony about her experience on the hunger that's happening in our midst. So tell us your testimony.
My name is Leslie, and it was just 9 years ago that I myself was going through my own story of hunger when I was married and my husband left my daughter and I. And though, you know, on the outside, it looked to appear that everything was going well, I found a job and had a car and was working every day paying my bills. But there was weeks that I only had $20 to put gas in my car and buy food to feed my daughter and I. And so obviously didn't have much food in my house. I had weeks where I just bought a bag of rice and a pound of hamburger and some taco seasoning. And we made that work for the whole week for just my daughter and I to eat. And though it was food to eat, you know, and we made it work, I just want people to know that just because things look good on the outside doesn't always mean that things are so well on the inside. Mm-hmm. So we need to keep our minds and our hearts open to helping other people at all times, no matter what the outside looks like.
Yeah. It's so funny how, well, it's great how the Lord put things together. I'm here at one of our partners, corporate partners, and we were thinking about doing mission maybe for Leslie and her daughter, but maybe for the entire organization, and me talking about hunger, and then all of a sudden she has this powerful testimony. So you mentioned about the face of hunger that you just really don't know what people are going through. So can you share a little bit your experience as far as, you know, as you mentioned, you have a daughter, a single mom all of a sudden, and how did you get through that?
My faith. It was my faith in Christ who spoke to me one day and just said, my word promises you that I will provide your needs. And his word does promise us that he will provide our needs, not what we think that we need, but what he knows that we need. And he has done just that. He provided my needs then, and he provides my needs now. And though life has been much better for me now, he got me through the valley then, and he's put me up on the hilltop now. I've been through many valleys since then in the 9 years, but he's always been faithful and true to me. And I certainly don't know how people get through it without the faith and love of Jesus Christ, but I'm certainly glad that I have him.
What an encouragement. Thank you, Leslie. God bless you.
Thank you very much. God bless you also.
You just heard a wonderful testimony of God's faithfulness. Hunger is real in our neighborhoods, right here in our own backyards. God bless you.